This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Business at FedEx is going flat and what that says about the global economy. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The global shipping giant FedEx has a surprise warning. Its worldwide revenue is slacking off, and it's going to try to cut some costs. Now, this is a company that has its hands and trucks in so many parts of the economy, so this is about more than FedEx. And I'm looking at the stock, which has lost a quarter of its value in the first few minutes of stock trading this morning. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, FedEx issued a warning to investors that it saw a drop-off in shipping volume, especially in Asia and Europe, and that's in the final weeks of its last quarter, the 3 months ending in August, and it expects less demand than it previously thought in the months ahead. That's especially surprising if you consider that we're heading into the holiday shopping season, but we know consumers have cut back on some discretionary spending. Online shopping is down. Remember, Amazon said it had overbuilt and is paring back. So FedEx seems to have gotten caught off guard a bit, revealing that it started cutting costs, but not fast enough to catch up with falling demand, David.
FedEx saving money how?
Well, there are a number of things. So there, it's going to park some aircraft temporarily. Remember, FedEx is also a big cargo airline. It'll reduce Sunday hours of operation at FedEx ground locations, defer hiring, close some 90 FedEx office locations. Those are the storefronts. And while FedEx is trying to cut costs, its contractors in the U.S., these are the last-mile delivery drivers, they're complaining about not getting compensated for higher fuel prices and other increased costs. So a lot of challenges ahead, David, for the company and its workers as they try to balance costs with what appears to be a significant shipping demand slump.
On Fridays, we consult Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Hey there.
Good morning, David.
You know, it's not just any company. I mean, you have a shipper like FedEx putting out this warning. That'll make you stand up and pay attention.
Oh, there's no question. You know, every quarter, one of the things we macroeconomists look at for clues to the health of the world economy is FedEx and UPS earnings. When they issue a warning like that the week before earnings come out, that is unusual. And it suggests, well, the whole world downshifted in a big way in the last quarter.
That's interesting. I mean, you'd think it would take the edge off inflation, but it still seems like we have an economy that needs our central bank's help in getting rid of inflation. And a big decision on that is next week from the Fed.
You know, there's two things we're going to get from the Fed next week, the actual rate decision. And at the moment, the markets are thinking there's maybe a 25% chance that the Fed raises rates by a full percentage point, but 75% chance they go 0.75% again for the third time. But then in addition to that, the Fed will give us new guidance about where they think interest rates are going to be through next year and the 2 years after that. And that's one of the things we're watching most closely, because Fed officials have hinted rates are going to have to stay high longer than they thought.
Christopher Lowe at FHN Financial, chief economist there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
In June, the U.S. Forest Service says it would not set forests on fire on purpose for 90 days. I'm talking controlled burns to get rid of excess fuel designed to prevent more destructive wildfires. This after the largest wildfire in New Mexico's history, which started when one of those prescribed burns got wildly out of hand. Now, after a review, the Forest Service will start these again with some new rules. Here's Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
It's rare for prescribed burns to get out of control. In New Mexico, the problem was out-of-date protocols that didn't account for climate change. James Biggs, who studies fire behavior at New Mexico Highlands University, says climate change also makes the need for safe prescribed burning more urgent.
There's not a lot of money in decades past that have been put into wildfire science. That's one thing that absolutely has to change at this point.
So far, the Forest Service has only announced new restrictions on the practice. Now, prescribed burns will have to begin within 24 hours of being authorized, and senior administrators will need to be present for complex burns.
Which means that they're less likely to happen.
Michael Wara is with Stanford's Sustainability Accelerator.
We need to have much greater levels of resources to safely conduct these burns.
Because Wara says wildfire is inevitable, and without proper fuel management, fires will be larger and more destructive. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
And British authorities have temporarily stopped allowing more people to join the long line of mourners waiting to get in to see Queen Elizabeth lying in state. The line is miles long from the south bank of the Thames River over a bridge to the Parliament building. British people know how to queue, as they call it, and this queue is well organized, as it's been described. Some people are waiting up to 12 hours. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Brian Allison, Jessen Dueler, and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.